There are more than 18,000 registered sex offenders living in Wisconsin communities, but it's up to police to decide when to call a community meeting when offenders move into a particular neighborhood. Last night in Madison, about 30 people gathered in a school library as police and prison officials told them about two offenders who just moved into an apartment building less than a block from a local daycare center. Department of Corrections spokesperson Mary Lee tried to put a positive spin on the unpleasant news.
It's not great to have a sex offender near your home, near your kids, near where you shop, near where you work. But it is everywhere. It is not just over at Harbor Arms, half a block or a block from the daycare. The good thing is that we know now that there are these people, identified people that have done this type of crime. There's many more that we don't know about.
Local residents at the meeting were all given pictures of the two men and told they're both wearing electronic bracelets and may soon be tracked by global positioning system technology. But the owner of the daycare center, Darlene Osborne, says that doesn't make her feel any safer.
I think there should definitely be a law against how many yards or feet or miles that these offenders can be placed where there's children. I mean, we can literally see the apartments from our playground. I mean, I know they have to live somewhere, but I would prefer that they didn't live so close.
State legislators considered such a law this year, but it failed to pass the Senate. Critics of such an approach point to Iowa, where strict housing restrictions for sex offenders have made it harder to keep track of where offenders are living. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.